Jacinta, could you tell us when and how you started being involved in volunteer work?
Well, I started when I was still young. You see, my parents have been volunteer workers since I was small. They always brought me along if they joined any volunteering work. At that time, I would just watch them. And they started allowing me to lend a hand when I was 5 years old.
Wow! It must have been hard when you're that young.
Not really. It was fun. I got to know a lot of good people and I'm still keeping in touch with most of them.
That's interesting. So, from the years you've been volunteering, what are the benefits you've gained?
The benefits are enormous. Like I've mentioned before, I got to know a lot of people, young and old, from all walks of life. This helps me to develop my social skills. I have the opportunity to meet people with common interests, get exposure to neighborhood resources, and of course, do fun and fulfilling activities. Other than that, volunteering boosts my self-confidence. You know, when we do good for others and the community, that sense of satisfaction and accomplishment helps us to feel better and creates positive vibes. So, volunteering helps me to be confident, happy, and stress-free.
You really love what you do, don't you?
Yes, for sure.
Have you had any bad experiences while volunteering?
Well, there were a few, but I won't call them bad experiences. I consider them as learning experiences. Nothing serious. I only had some problems with the organizers who were inexperienced in managing the volunteers during their events. One time, I had to wait for about 4 hours before I was called by the event manager for a briefing on what I was supposed to do. That was when I volunteered for a donation drive for an orphanage.
4 hours is such a long time. I respect you for being so patient.
Well, I've been in this situation many times, so I've got used to it.
Do you always volunteer for social events, like the donation drive?
Not really. Every other week, I'll go to the old folks' homes to help them clean the place, cook some food, and just spend some time talking and keeping them company. Once a month, I'll go to the zoo to help the zookeepers clean the animal cages. Sometimes, if I'm lucky, I get to wash and play with the elephants.
What is your advice for teenagers who are interested in voluntary work?
Before starting voluntary work, teenagers should take some time to identify their goals and interests. They must look for something that matches their personality and skills. For example, if they are interested in community work like doing something to improve their neighborhood, what they can do is find out from their local community center the type of voluntary work available. Then sign up and they will contact you when volunteers are needed. Please don't limit yourself to only one organization. Try a few and get a feel of what these organizations are like and decide. You should feel the fun when volunteering. You shouldn't feel like it is a boring chore. Another thing is, manage your time well. The number of hours you spend volunteering is not a concern. The most important is the cause. So if you only could spare 2 hours per week, that would already benefit the cause of your volunteering.
Thank you, Jacinta, for sharing your experiences. I wish you great success and may you inspire more teenagers to get involved in voluntary work.